This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back, Joe Messina, your host. Should I say, welcome to another session of what I prefer to call sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with us, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the solution. I mean, you got to be part of the solution, right? And we already agreed on that. And the way you become part of the solution is you become informed. You get a clue. And I try to do that a lot. I mean, I can't tell you I do it all the time, but I try to do it a lot here. I give some basic information. You take it yourself. You decide. Is this something you believe, you don't believe, you might believe, whatever? Seriously. And, you know, take it and check it out. I never tell anybody to. I would never tell anybody just to believe me because I'm a nice guy or for whatever reason. Because nice guys lie too, you know. 855 Real Joe. I would love to hear from some of you on where you were, what you were doing, what you were thinking, you know, on 9/11. Well, that was funny too. Well, not funny, haha, but sad funny. Is the lack of excitement about today. And when I say excitement, what I mean by that is the lack of, hey, these people died for us. There were people that were innocently killed in New York. Innocently killed. They didn't do anything. They did nothing to bring this on. They did nothing with what's going on. I mean, what was going on with the day? They were just doing their work. They did what they did because they hate us. And you'll hear people on the left say, well, they hate us because of what we do to them, what we stand for, what we are, blah, blah, blah. Not true. Just not true. I mean, they do hate us for what we stand for, but what we stand for is freedom. We have freedom. They don't understand that. We can grow wealth. We can be poor. We can be wealthy. We can start our own businesses. They do hate us for the freedoms that we have. Not because of our religious beliefs, not because of any of that. And again, if people would do their homework, if there is evil in the world, there's no way around it. You are not going to fix it. I love all these, you know, take away guns or do this or do that. Look at what's happening in these cities where you defunded the police. Look at the crap hole that San Francisco and other places, Los Angeles, has turned into. And it isn't, it isn't because of the police in particular. It's because they won't give the police the tools they need to secure these places, to save these places. Now, there was a moment of silence, and we read the names again and all of that, and that's great. But I got to tell you, when you start asking these kids, you know, tell me about this, tell me about that, tell me about this, they had no answers. Come on, think about it. They had no answers. There's a lot of young people that have absolutely no clue as to what 9/11 is all about. Some bad guys flew a plane into a couple of buildings and they killed a lot of people. But what was the reason behind it? Right? No, really, what was the reason behind it? Why did they do it? What do we have to look out for? Why are we supposed to be vigilant? It's just amazing. We're supposed to be, I mean, you have Pearl Harbor. And I love some of these people that are equating January 6th. And it just shows you how ignorant we are when and if we buy into it. They're trying to equate. they're trying to equate 9/11 to January 6th. How can you do that? No, really, how can you do that? 3,000 plus people died in the war on terror. 3,000 people died because extremist Islamists flew planes into the World Trade Centers. For a reason, on 9/11. Those two towers, they represented our capitalistic freedom to them. Right? Seriously, think about it. This is what they hated. So, if we don't teach our kids what this is all about, if we don't teach them why it's so important that they know who took those planes down, I mean, who took those towers down and why, well, then they learn nothing, and they know nothing, and we're ready to make this happen again. And again, and again, to hear a congressman say, we are actually in worse shape now than we were the day before 9/11 actually happened. That should send a chill up your spine. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Give a call. Love to know where you were, what you were talking about, what you have to say. And again, pay attention. Get informed. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Very much appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Great thing about MyPillow.com. Look, Mike Lindell, going through a lot to support, work on supporting your rights. Your rights as a patriot, your rights as an American, your rights as a U.S. citizen. I mean, nobody else really is working. I mean, there are some. But nobody else is throwing the kind of money at it, throwing the personal blood, sweat, and tears at it that he is right now. And he's made a way for guys like me, commentators like us, to be able to make a few bucks online. So head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. Look, we just bought a dog bed. I know, dog bed, whatever. Anyway, we just bought a dog bed from Mike, and, you know, looks like a great bed. I haven't slept in it yet, probably won't have to, but slippers, pillowcases, pillows, sheets, towels, give it a try. If you hate them and you don't like them, you can always send them back. And you don't have to have an excuse. And you know, again, it's taken care of here in this country. They're made here. They're great sheets. They're great products. Well made. High quality. And Mike is on our side. You're giving money to somebody who cares for you. Who cares about the same things you care about. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. It's really what we want. You want to be part of the conversation. All right, back at it again. I know everybody's talking about 9/11. Everybody's there, but we need to. I'm amazed at how many kids, how many people don't know anything about 9/11. They kind of think they do. Right? I mean, now, people want to soften it here and soften it there. They don't want to blame Islamic. They don't want to blame Muslims. But these were Muslim extremists. And I said it at the time. I've been saying it for years, just like Christians. If you're against this, then speak out against it. I am not for Christians blowing up Planned Parenthoods. Pregnancy, or not pregnancy centers, but, you know, abortion clinics. It is not the way to go about it. If you're truly one of those people that believes in God, if you're truly one of those people that says God is your sufficiency, you want to do God's work, all that fun stuff, all right, then you don't do it by killing people. You don't do it by blowing up buildings where there's innocent people in there. Anyway, I would always speak out against the violence that a Christian does. We need the same thing from all groups. But those terrorists were linked to and active in Al-Qaeda, an Islamic extremist group. We know this already. It was founded by Osama bin Laden. I mean, think about it. These guys knew what they were doing. They knew where they were going. They knew what they were going to get done. But there were so many issues at the time with visas that had expired, people that shouldn't have been in the country, should have been deported, should have been brought up on charges. The law should have been followed. And you wouldn't see this. Right? 3,000 people were killed. Almost 3,000 people were killed. There were 19 terrorists on those planes. I was reading an article by a pilot who's since retired. And he said, being a pilot in the military, he knew there was something bad going down. He knew it. And he said, you know, point blank, when we were told the airspace was shut down over the U.S., yeah, he knew it was a major issue. And you see, again, I wish I'd saved the article. I would have put it up for you guys to listen to. You know, and George Bush, he declares a war on terror. That's great. What does that mean? Look at what's happened 22 years later. Are we any better off? Are we worse off, maybe? Some of you already know this, but what I found extremely amazing and how well-planned this was thought out. The planes they hijacked were planes with massive fuel on them because they were going cross-country. I know some of you probably smarter than me weren't aware that they only load up enough fuel for the destination to go to in another 20 minutes or 30 minutes of flight time. Not every plane is full of fuel when they leave. Which kind of makes sense. Extra weight, don't need it, why do it? Anyway. And can you imagine being part of that? I wish we weren't totally radio because I'd love to show you the faces of glee on the Al-Qaeda higher-ups in Osama bin Laden. Now he says, or they say, that part of this was because we supported Israel. And that's why we were attacked. Right. Some of the terrorists had lived in the U.S. for quite some time. Right? They go to flight schools, commercial flight schools. Their visa had expired. Why nothing was said, I don't know. These guys have been taking lessons to fly, and nobody can figure. I mean, I can only imagine. Anyway, again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And you want to talk about some real heroes for the day? Because I always hear about these heroes we have today. Have to do with LGBTQ or sticking up for LGBTQ rights. It's like the only thing happening on the planet is gay and lesbian activity. No slight on the gay and lesbian community as a whole. But after a while, it gets old. That's not heroic. What these firemen and policemen did on 9/11, running into those buildings, some of them up and down the stairs several times, and then ended up losing their own life. Seriously. You just got to give it some thought. And call things out for what they actually are. The towers going down has always been an interesting thing with me. And I only say that because, think about it. Controlled explosions. When you see a controlled explosion, what happens? These buildings, these towers, these whatever, they go straight down. If it's done right. If you go sideways. The amount of damage those buildings could have or would have done if they fell sideways. Just, you wouldn't even understand. Be unrelatable. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Lawyers for Donald Trump are moving for the judge in the former president's federal election case to recuse herself. In a Monday court filing, Trump's attorneys said they're unsure U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan can remain fair and impartial. They worry if her past harsh statements about Trump's ties to the January 6th Capitol riots. She's also been harsher at sentencing time for ground-level Capitol riot convicts. She alone will make the decision whether to recuse herself or not. President Biden took time later in the day and thousands of miles away from Ground Zero to remember those thousands lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. Biden spoke Monday to military service members at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage Monday afternoon.
It's more important than ever that we come together around the principle of American democracy, regardless of our political backgrounds.
Nearly 3,000 Americans died on September 11, 2001. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some people sit there going, come on, get on with this. We've already heard this all day long. Well, I don't think you could hear... You can't hear too much about this. You really can't. We're talking about 9/11, what's gone on since. You know, what was it, 22 years ago, we had the Bagram Air Base, probably one of the most important strategic air bases that we had. And every president seemed to, even Obama seemed to know that. But somehow, Joey B, not there, gave it up. And you know, do you guys realize, has anybody put together yet the fact that Joe Biden ordered the withdrawal from Afghanistan on 9/11? Anybody home? And not only that, he gave them notice that we were doing it. That we would be leaving, it would be unconditionally. There's no other way to say it. Not exactly when, but in that time frame. And then he pulls out at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when things started to happen. No notice to the Afghani government. Nobody can trust us. It started, I mean, it solidified the fact that nobody could trust us. Really. And you keep going on and thinking about this. He pulled out that, what is it, G20 summit? Russia and China didn't show. Didn't feel like they needed to. Because they're so much more important now. They don't care what the U.S. thinks. They don't care what goes on in the U.S. Come on, think about it. Use your God-given ability to think.
God bless. It's infuriating. The lives that we lost, the people that suffered, the people that sacrificed, the people that beat their brains out to make things happen, to keep, well, really for world peace, if you want to get down to it. And Joe B. didn't do anything to make sure that it was safe when we left. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-55. You know, somebody said, do you guys have a clue on, truly, on what the economic impact was for us? Because truly, New York is, or New York City, I should say, is the economic hub. Now, they had an immediate economic impact, obviously. Things were shut down for weeks. The New York Stock Exchange, where they evacuated during all those attacks. On the first day of trading after the attacks, the market fell over 7%, over 684 points. The New York's economy, New York City right there, lost almost 150,000 jobs a month and $2.8 billion in wages for the first 3 months. It's the heaviest loss in the financial world, and it accounted for 60% of the job losses. Now, the estimated cost of the World Trade Center damage, well over $60 billion. The cost of cleaning the debris at Ground Zero, another $750 million. You got people that are dying now on a yearly basis because of, you know, them trying to save people. And now they've got cancer from the chemicals. All kind. I can only imagine what was that like. And George Bush, God love him. When I was looking at the picture, stunned, totally stunned at what he was hearing in his ears. You know, because they were whispering to him what was going on. And anyway, somebody just sent me a note, said, do you know that there's over 10,000 people now that have been affected by cancer directly related to that, to the downing of the towers? Just amazing. And you know what? And really, Al-Qaeda and anybody who helped them should be made to pay for this in more ways than one. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, as I would say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Here we go again. The FDA just approved the updated Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for COVID. Oh, that makes it better. That's all cool and good now. Okay. Don't you feel better? Look, they've had time to work on it now. It's either going to kill you faster, you know, or push you to the hospital sooner. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they've announced the approval and emergency use authorization of an updated Pfizer Moderna. I mean, again, are we ever going to get to a real, approval by going through all the hoops? The development highlights the FDA's acknowledgement that previous vaccine versions were, well, they were ineffective. Ooh. Peter Marks, he's the director of the FDA Center for Biological Evaluation and Research. He encourages those who are eligible to consider getting vaccinated. Yeah, we're gonna swallow that pill again, right? Vaccination remains critical to public health and continued protection against serious consequences, including the hospitalization and maybe even death. The public can be assured that these updated vaccines have met the agency's rigorous scientific standards for safety. You mean like the last one? Yeah. Feel much better now. Thank you. It's just amazing. So here's the updated guidelines. Let's see if any of you are really willing to follow these. Individuals 5 years of age or older, regardless of previous vaccinations, are eligible to receive a single dose of an updated mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, as long as it's been at least 2 months since your last dose. Wow. I can do regular flu, the nasty flu, the one that really has killed people in the past. I can do that once a year. We're cool. These you got to do as often as humanly possible. Individuals 6 months through 4 years of age who have previously been vaccinated against COVID-19, they're eligible to receive one or two doses of an updated mRNA COVID-19. Now, unvaccinated individuals 6 months through six, 4 years. Did you hear me? Hello? 6 months? Both of these last ones? 6 months? Unvaccinated individuals 6 months through 4 years of age are eligible to receive three doses. Oh, God. Of the updated authorized Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccine. Right? I really want to give your newborn? Really? This many more inoculations as they put them? No, think about it. You're pumping these kids, oh, God, to strengthen their immune system, to help their immune. They don't have one for the first 6 months. Not one to speak of. They're getting it off of mom. Oh, yeah, that's right. Breastfeeding's bad, they say, so I'm off on that one, too. I can't stand it. COVID-19 remains the leading cause of death in the U.S., poses a significant threat to vulnerable populations, particularly as we speak, as we enter the peak respiratory virus season. Let's see if they learned anything from the last one. How many people walked away, survived, some of the older folks, right, to survive COVID. And now you want to go back to the old way of doing stuff. No, not going to happen. This needs to stop. Florida Surgeon General slammed a new untested mRNA vaccine. He said, look, there's no evidence for it. There's been no clinical trial, nothing. And you've had a couple of years to try it, to do a clinical trial. He went on to say there's no clinical trial showing that it is safe, for all who use it. He's right. There isn't. They're guessing. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Head up to joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can do a lot there. Go ahead. Read the stories. Give them a thumbs up. And then come on back in a few minutes. I got a lot more I want to talk about.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. I almost committed a cardinal sin, knocking over water in the studio. That's really bad. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855, not that anybody cares. 732-5563. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. I really do. And I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, spending with me on the air, in the chat room, whether you're texting or tweeting at me, whatever it takes to get you involved and to get you engaged. I think it's a good thing that you're involved or engaged. Really do. You know, and again, you need to... We're going to have a fight in front of us, people. Whether you want to hear it or not, whether you want to be part of it or not, whether you want to talk... It doesn't matter whether you want to talk about it or not. You're going to have a fight in front of you. Are you going to let some of these things happen? Or are you going to fight back? you're going to fight back early. Now, I'm not telling you to pick up a gun or a sword or anything along that line. I'm telling you to protect yourself. Yeah, you do everything you can to protect yourself. That simple. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I've talked about this one a couple of times. Yeah, I'm going to go all over the place because, you know, everybody's talked about 9/11 all day long. And you got to teach your kids. You just got to teach your nieces, your nephews, your grandsons, your granddaughters. Baseball, a debate bill, a police department. They're going to play with hardball with parents of underage criminals. That's right. About time, frankly. I've been saying this for a long time. In recent days, a Mississippi town near Memphis has been hit hard by juveniles breaking into cars, stealing things, committing crimes. Yeah, we're the parents, right? If they find a vehicle that's unlocked, they're going to go through them, look for money, guns, valuables to take. If keys are left in the vehicles, they're stealing the vehicles. Police Chief Kerry Pittman, he warned kids that if they break the law, they'll be hunted down and punished. But the chief also had a warning for parents. If you raise a hoodlum, you're going to jail too. I have no problem with that. What took so long? In all sincerity, what took so long for these people to figure this out? Parents and guardians of the juveniles, when your juvenile is charged with these crimes, please be advised that you're going to also be charged with contributing to delinquency or neglect of a child. Moms and dads will also be responsible for any damages occurred during the commission of the child's crime. Be advised that if your child commits a felony, your charges will also be a felony. I love it. So it should be. If your minor child is out at 3 o'clock in the morning robbing stores, breaking into cars, and doing that kind of stuff, hello. Who else? You know what? Beauty in California, though. You should just simply, you know, look at Gavin Newsom going, felony is your fault. You're not charging these kids. I can't do anything to them. Timeouts aren't working. just amazing, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. He goes on to say, you parents will be charged with the fullest extent that the law allows. But you know what? I got to tell you, unless we do something, truly do something about it, unless you truly take a stance, and they actually move on these, you don't know. They're going to get arrested. They're going to get charged. They're going to get arrested. You know, the best thing you can do for these kids is throw them in jail for the weekend at least. Show them what it's like not to have the freedom of having their phone. Ooh. No phone, no social input, no anything. Wouldn't that be cool? You wake them up pretty quick, wouldn't you? Just saying. An Oakland DA accused the critics of racism, right? This is, and forgive me, if you're black, you know what? You know what I'm saying is true. But it's only the people on the left. Anytime you criticize Obama, you criticize Eric Holder, you criticize a black elected official, it's only because of racism, because they could possibly be doing a bad job, could they? The Oakland DA accused critics of racism has upset parents, expressed outrage over crime. Other Oakland officials have claimed that residents slamming the city for not doing enough on crime, making political attacks against government. Well, guess what? You guys are in charge. Who else are they supposed to attack? Who else are they supposed to verbally abuse? You know, in the days of our founding fathers, this verbal abuse ran rampant. They didn't try to stop it. There is no, I said it earlier, I'm going to say it again. Right? There are no limits to your freedom of speech. There are no limits to the Second Amendment. They are pure in and of themselves. What our founding fathers didn't count on, because they gave us public education at the time, was that we'd actually say something about some moron, evil, uncaring person yelling fire in a theater when there wasn't one. I mean, really? That's where we've come in society? California district attorney has claimed that allegations that she has been soft on crime, well, they're actually racist attacks against her. Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price and some of her supporters slam Oakland residents who have been complaining that crime is too high in the major California city and that the DA hasn't done enough. Now, here's the thing. They can blame the police, but the police are getting, they're bringing these people in, and that's it. They're not prosecuting. In addition to dismissing these local concerns as racism, Price and her allies claim that the elected official is being unfairly treated by the disenfranchised community. Wait a minute, what? District Attorney attacks in Oakland residents. Well, they came in response to that recent wave of criticism against her and city. Crime is out of control. And these massive cities where they've elected these socialist DAs, well, what did you actually expect? Now, I don't believe the general populace voted these people, but I'm starting to really believe that a lot of these elections were kind of, were played with. I'll put it that way. How's that? Got to watch how he say it. Poor Boca City Councilman Lauren Taylor told the news source about the Neighbors Together Oakland rally. She said that this event is community members, neighbors coming together, acknowledging that their voices have not been heard. Look, if you're there screaming, you live in that neighborhood, and you're screaming, crime has never been this bad. It took a sharp increase when you took office. Oh, and you're not enforcing the law? You're not charging these people? You're not taking them to court? What else could it be? What's that old saying, right? Looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, probably a duck. Taylor described the crime problem, and people are afraid to leave their homes, go downtown. Everything from the rising homelessness to blight, and in a sense it's just business as usual by elected officials. It is. For the most part, it's exactly what it is. They don't care. We talked about this. I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the north end of Boston. Heavy Dem area, obviously. There were a lot of immigrants there. The only time we saw the mayor, the elected officials, anybody know? Can you figure it out? Yeah, every 4 years. You're right. That's when they came through town. And they, because it was a large Democrat/Italian neighborhood. And again, because I've got immigrant family, it doesn't make me an expert on immigration or immigrants. But as my grandmother used to say, and my aunt, look, here's the deal. You see that word Democrat, you're thinking democracy. They had dictatorships. They had fascism. I hate to admit it, my grandfather was a fascist, hated this country. He came here long enough to get everybody married and gone, and he told my grandma, I'm out of here. See you later. Have a nice day. He didn't like it. And I'm glad he went back. If that's truly what he was all about, I'm glad he went back. That's, true fascism. Think about the Mussolini days. Our residents of the rally told the other about how crime rate just gone through the roof. Robberies drastically up. Carjacking's up. They're afraid to drive back. Don't even want to drive their kids to school. It's just amazing. You think twice about it when you go to the grocery store. Can you imagine going to the grocery store? You're thinking, okay, they've got my wallet. Okay, yeah. Do I have my money? I've got my car. Wow. Do I really want to take the chance to go buy groceries, though? Do I want a chance living through that? Really sad, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Let's see how many people we can make crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Once you come on back, don't go far, because we're going to be back in just a few minutes.